Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Street Bus. I'm actually in the car going to buy some groceries because we are starving. I spent 5 days in Netherlands, so we had to deplete the whole fridge before we went to the Netherlands. So now I'm back and yeah, we gotta eat. Anyway, for today guys, I just wanted to touch base because several things were happening, so I thought it's a great time to do a podcast. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here and you're listening to Street Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
So I think a few episodes ago, I was talking about the Academy and the AppSumo. And guess what? We submitted it before I moved to go to Netherlands and we got rejected. Ta-da! See, not everything works like magic. I mean, very politely response, we love you, but three dots. And then they're saying, you know what, AppSumo is really not interested in this product. It is very good product, but it's not in alignment with our policy and blah, 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 blah. And it's funny, I was like, okay, well, we can give up or I can actually send them another email. And like, would you reconsider? I mean, tell me why. If it's because of an academy, you have plenty of online training, so it's not that. If it's about the outreach and prospecting world, you have tools, you have already LinkedIn trainings on your platform, so it's not that. Is it because of it's a new academy? Well, it's built on top of BSB, so I put some credibility on BSB. You know, that's real. So I actually put a bit longer email trying to figure out why they are rejecting us. And the answer I got was that, sorry, but academies are not something that we want to pursue in AppSumo, and the focus is more towards software because our target are entrepreneurs. I said, okay, what to do? And it reminded me a few months ago, I actually had a podcast that it's not always honey in the entrepreneurial world. It's not like everything we do, we get elected and we got. So I actually apply on so many things. And it's another example of felt. I think that Innovation Fund was the podcast that I was doing, that we tried once to get some funding for the academy, we didn't got. We tried after 6 months another time to get some funding for the academy, we still didn't got. And at that time I think I failed, got rejected on a few other things. But guess what? It doesn't stop us. We continue with the hustle, and on top of it, I continue to apply on so many new things, which is why I got the opportunity to go to the US to the Chicago Fellowship. And today I actually got a nice news that I got selected for an executive entrepreneurial workshop a weekend in Armenia. I mean, honestly, I have to Google it up in order to see where is Armenia. But the point of this podcast was that, yeah, I'm gonna get rejected 8 out of 10 times, but guess what? I'm gonna celebrate the 2 wins rather than the 8 losses. So I bet that up until the end of this year I'll be rejected a few more times, but if I got another acceptance, for me it's a win. So the thing with this executive entrepreneurial workshop, it's quite interesting because the US embassy or something are actually hosting a workshop, an executive workshop for entrepreneurs in Armenia, in the capital. I cannot really remember while driving what's the capital, but it's a great opportunity to network, meet other fellows and stuff. And we actually had here 5-6 people we've applied that I know, that I'm aware. I'm sure that multiple people applied for Macedonia, but only 2 people got it. And not to brag about it, but yeah, I actually got rejected on AppSumo. Okay, we've tried, we continue. I even thought of applying on a different bulk discount strategy platforms like AppSumo Alternatives, but then I've realized I was not that much in favor of going through that route. So I think I had a podcast for that as well. But beyond that, now that we got rejected, we're like, okay, now we are on our own. We can start planning our own marketing official launch. And something is crossing my mind at the moment. And I don't know if it's a good idea, but we might even be able to do a summit, like a B2B prospecting or B2B outreach summit. And that should be the day when we're going to launch the academy. I really, just a new thought that I need to consider now that AppSumo is out of the map. But really, the focus of this podcast was that, yes, I'm gonna get rejected, and there are a lot of ups and downs in the entrepreneurial world, but if I get approved 2 out of 10, I'm still happy, guys. So when you see I got the opportunity to go to US, and when you see I got an opportunity to go now in Armenia in November, that means that there are 8 or 9 other applications that you're not aware of that I actually had to fill in and apply and hoping to win, and I lost. Then I find a new opportunity that I had to apply and hoping to win, and I failed, and multiply that by 8. So it's not all honey, as I said, guys, but that's the whole point. As long as you keep trying, eventually you're gonna get to some of those. And don't get me wrong, competition is always fierce. It's not like, but it's not fair, it's too much competition. Yes, it is. But what's the alternative? Give up? So that was my really share for today, guys. Keep looking out there. There are plenty of opportunities on an individual level as an entrepreneur or as a business owner. There are multiple opportunities on a company level, even if you consider sales. Well, if you manage to close 2 or 3 clients out of 10, it's still a great win. So don't get discouraged. Keep the head up, guys, and good luck with the entrepreneurial journey. That's all I had for today. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.